I still wake up to this day and have nightmares and have a multitude of bad thoughts about my past. I'm not proud of it, and I'll never be able to change it. And, you know, I still struggle with that to this day of past decisions and transgressions, and, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle to still get over some of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I don't truly believe that's who I am as a person. I truly believe I went down a wrong path and made some mistakes, and that's not who my parents raised me to be. That's not the kid Coach Sherman met when I was 17 years old, coming out of high school, 16 years old. I simply believe I made some mistakes.
You're listening to The Starting Lineup with James Cebulski, Perry Solkowski, and Rick Dhaliwal on the official home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650.
$15 million not needed to transfer Johnny Manziel from Hamilton to the Montreal Alouettes, but a few draft picks were exchanged. He is expected to play, how much we don't know, but tomorrow against Edmonton. CFL.ca columnist Chris O'Leary joins us from Montreal. Chris, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Good. Is there a buzz in that city now after unveiling Johnny Manziel at a press conference? It hasn't been the case with the Alouettes over the last couple of years. Give us a sense of the mood around that city as they prep for tomorrow.
I don't know if there's a buzz out in the city. I've kind of been around downtown the last 24 hours and nothing really noticeable on that front. But I did notice, even just talking with other players in the Alouettes yesterday, that, you know, they had way more media than they had present all year yesterday. And it was kind of the talk of the practice, and I don't know if all the players were kind of happy about that, but I think it's you can start to feel the buzz, I guess, on that base level. There's some interest. I think, you know, you see it talked about on both sides of the border across Canada. And now I think we're at the point we get to finally actually see what Johnny Manziel can do, and kind of finally get past this chatter of will he, won't he. I feel like we've been there for months now.
We'll talk about what's in store for him in Montreal, but as someone that follows the league as closely as anyone, were you surprised at the deal Hamilton and Montreal struck?
I guess yes and no. I mean, part of it is you think, I spoke with Eric Tillman, the Cats GM, yesterday, and said to him, you know, they went through so much to get him here. You know, the league had to approve it. There was the extended negotiating window off the neg list. It was kind of a saga unto itself to get him into a uniform and into Hamilton. I thought just for that alone, they might want to hang on to him and develop. And June Jones had spoke so highly of him before he had come in that, I thought they might have wanted to see it through. But at the same time, you know, you look at the way Jeremiah Masoli's played, he struggled against Saskatchewan the last two games. But, I think he's on track for a career year. There wasn't really much opportunity there. And I think maybe the longer they kept Johnny Manziel there, you know, you start to build a quarterback controversy that's not really necessary. So, I mean, I can see from that front why you would want to just zero in on one guy, name him your starter, and focus on that. And then also, I mean, it's such a valuable trade commodity, right? They got a boatload of stuff back in this trade. I mean, two all-star caliber players, two first-round picks down the road. It's a big haul for one team.
Chris O'Leary, CFL.ca columnist, joins us now. Chris, we heard Johnny yesterday at the press conference. Everyone asks the questions, and he goes, you know, he made mistakes. He let himself down, his parents down. We didn't hear much from him in Hamilton because, A, he wasn't playing, but, you know, he has made noise in the news without playing football in past years. Has he been the ultimate teammate and backup quarterback for the month and a half that he was in Hamilton colors?
From the sounds of it, it sounded like it was a pretty smooth thing. I think before he even answered a question yesterday, he kind of just addressed the trade and was very thankful to the Tiger Cats for the opportunity and said, you know, he only had positive things to say about that. Just looking at reaction from some of the teammates, I think Soli kind of spoke highly of him yesterday. I saw Brandon Banks, said he was a cool guy, he liked him, which is kind of a basic thing to say, but, you know, better than the opposite, right? It looked like he was enjoying himself. I think, talking to Eric Tillman yesterday, he said that he was just happy to kind of be back in football and actually doing something rather than trying to chase opportunities. So I think on a basic level, he was happy to just be involved and kind of feel like he's at least on a path towards something again. Now, he comes to Montreal, it's kind of a reset, and it's going to be a different culture, just like you would find when you go to any team. And a new set of challenges for sure.
Do you think that there's any credibility to some people wondering, well, the Ticats have watched him for 6 weeks. He maybe hasn't progressed like they thought he would. Well, let's get a big haul for him while people find out it's not going to be an easy transition. Or it was simply, hey, he can play. He's not because Mazzoli's been so good. We'll just move him. Or that they would go, they've seen him. They've watched him for the six weeks and said it's not going to be as easy. Any credence you think to that in your conversation with Eric Tillman, or this was just too good to pass up?
I mean, they're selling it anyway. Like it was too good to pass up. That I think they've said that they saw him progress to a point where he needed to play, and that it wasn't going to be a possibility in Hamilton. And again, when you can get so much for a player, you know, why not do it? And conversely, kind of give him to a team that needs him, I guess, on and off the field, right? There's a huge need to sell tickets and merchandise and things like that. And I think he'll bring that wherever he goes. And we'll see, right? And I think that's what it comes down to. Even if he got the opportunity in Hamilton, we really don't know what he can do other than, you know, two preseason games. I think less than 30 snaps total. We get to find out one way or another, kind of. If the trade was good and if Montreal got something worthwhile.
A few more moments here with Chris O'Leary, writer for CFL.ca, joining us here on Sportsnet 650. All right, can Johnny Manziel save the Alouettes' season? A brutal start for them, 1-4 mm-hmm. out of the gates. Is this going to be a miracle coming into Montreal?
I know that's what Montreal is hoping for, but it kind of sounds crazy to look at a team with one win and say that it's possible, but, you know, fortunately they're surrounded by teams that have kind of faltered as well. I think Toronto's in a very similar situation, and, they're still in it by the numbers and everything, as bad as it's looked through the first five games this season. So, I mean, anything's possible. I just think the challenge there is going to be, like, for any quarterback, especially a rookie quarterback, to come into the CFL. You still got a lot to learn. No matter, you know, if you're watching on the sidelines, if you're getting all the reps in practice and playing every week, it's I think it's an uphill battle for a first-year quarterback to come in, first survive and then eventually figure it out enough to thrive and do well and have success in this league. So it's kind of a race against the clock. And, I know the Ticats keep saying that Manziel is kind of better than your average player. He's not your average quarterback and that they think he can do it. But I think for anybody, I mean, you look at Warren Moon, Doug Flutie, I don't think they came in the first year right off the bat and were the players that we know them as today. So I think it's going to be tough for anyone, especially for Johnny Manziel, too.
Is it safe to assume that when the commissioner, Randy Ambrosi, heard about this deal, he probably smiled and said, that's a good thing for my league?
I would think so. I didn't see him on the day of the trade, and then I went to Montreal straight after. I haven't seen him, but... I would think. I mean, I think it is a good thing for the league in terms of just kind of giving a jolt to a market that maybe stagnated over the last few years. The Alouettes, I think, as we all know, have gone through some hard times. Three straight years out of the playoffs. Just a horribly long losing streak going from last season into this one. They needed something like this. And, I think I'm interested to see just kind of what attendance is like on Thursday. Johnny gets a start next week against Hamilton, what that'll do. And, I think there'll be interest from south of the border. And then I think just the average fan in Canada, I think, is going to want to see this as well. And, I think the Alouettes are going to have a lot more eyes on them than they have over the last month or even the last few years.
Yeah. Next up will be them at home Thursday against the Edmonton Eskimos. In your opinion, is it a slam dunk that he gets the start for the Alouettes in 2 days?
No, just I think because it's too soon. I think it'd be really quick. It'd be a lot to put on him. He looked a little overwhelmed. I think like anybody would. Just he got in yesterday. I think he said he was up at 5 a.m. He was in Montreal at 9. He practiced yesterday. There's a lot of new things to take in there. I wouldn't be surprised if he got in for something on Thursday night, whether it's a set play or two, or if they want to give him a quarter. I don't know if they want to treat like a preseason game or something. But I think the intention is to work him in, get him up to speed to the point that he's comfortable, and then just let him go and let him have at it. I don't know that that'll be Thursday, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was a week from now.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with the latest out of Montreal. It's never a bad thing for the CFL, especially in the big markets, to be talking about their game in the months of July. So if Johnny Manziel can get it, we'll find out one way or the other, and I think that's what everybody wants to see, if he can play this game or not. Appreciate it. I'm sure we'll be in touch again.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris O'Leary, CFL.ca columnist. Read his stuff on all things CFL.
Sportsnet 650.